My name is Alan Schiavone, and I live in Katuga, New Hampshire, nowhere near the line or anything to do with the line. But I want to give you a unique perspective, I believe. From 1972 into 1982, I worked for a company by the name of Long Island Lighting Company, who later became LIPA, who then became National Grid, earmarked National Grid. I worked in substation maintenance for 5 years, maintenance and distribution. It was the first 345 line from Danbury, Connecticut, 300,000 volts DC onto Long Island Sound. It rose in Kingsport, New York. It ran to Glenhead, New York, and from there to Lake Success. The people of Long Island had no use of that line. It went directly to Queens with a tie to Con Edison. As being part of substation maintenance, which public service I don't even think has substation maintenance crews any longer, we tested and worked the line. I worked 345, not live, just on testing 90 feet below. Gentlemen that are wearing the blue shirts, I applaud you. But I worked 345 and two things very unique. 138, birds fly over it, birds nest in it. 345, to this day, I will attest to you, no birds fly over it, no birds nest in it. They stay away from it. We worked in the subs that were totally grounded. As you know, they're a web-based grounding system. And we had to wear low-voltage gloves to open the cabinetry because of the EMF building up electromagnetic force, static electricity in our bodies going to ground. So I say to you, do the tests, do the studies, and ask public service for the truth. Thank you.